Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to an hour of mind power. One of the joys that I have in doing my daily show is reviewing material and meeting and getting to know people that are very much involved in making this world a better place. All of us are very concerned about health. Our nation is going through a big upheaval, not only because of politics, but also because our healthcare system is something that leaves a lot to be desired. So more and more individuals are wanting to become educated about what they can do, one, to be healthier, two, to be able to deal with discomfort. How can we take a situation and make it better? And three, becoming educated about prescriptions that for so many years have been touted as being the panacea, the magical miracle. In many instances, it has been the case. But we're going to be talking with Lou Paradise today, who is the CEO of Topperson. Actually, Topical Biomedics is the name of his company. And for most of his life, he's been very dedicated to being able to bring information to people so that they understand that they have alternatives. So we're going to be talking about dentistry, prescriptions, and other points of information today that I think you're going to find informative. And always, I encourage you, just don't take our word for it, but check things out. Be willing to learn. I want to welcome to the Donna Sebo Show, Lou Paradise. Hi, Lou. It's great to have you back again.
Well, Don, it's always a pleasure and a privilege, truly, to be here. We know the kind of things you do to disseminate information and really boil it down to things you know for sure, you've checked out, and being a great gatekeeper to this fabulous audience. And so we feel extraordinarily privileged and honored to be here with you today. So thank you so much.
Now, Lou, we always want to talk about things that so often are put under the rug, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And you had sent me some information on a Dr. Bruce Lobitz. And mm-hmm. I found it really interesting because in my experience of doing the show, I am finding more and more physicians very, very concerned about how to deal with this, I'll call it a pandemic, really, of narcotic addiction that many times has started innocently, but now has just grown to levels that they're very, very concerned with. Tell us about Dr. Bruce Lobitz and how you became acquainted with him and his concern about being a dentist and dealing with dental issues and pain.
You know, the one thing that that we look at, you know, we have a tremendous amount of in-service interaction with many medical specialties, nursing, physical therapy, occupational therapy, sports medicine, oncology, you know, and we have a lot of very dear friends who are in the dental practice, and we thought it was pretty interesting to go and take a look at pieces of research as to how some of the folks who are having these problems with opiate addiction and getting on them to begin with came from their local dentist. Vicodin, of course, was one of the chief products that was looked and highlighted there with Dr. Lobitz, and I think that what took place is pretty eye-opening, you know, just something the dentist would be, you know, go to, or a patient would come in with a tooth problem in the dental office. If it's a regular, you know, part of the check and a regular patient, there's a whole lot of care that gets given. But I think that what we have found in, which is probably one of the issues that Dr. Lobitz brings out, is that when you see, you know, about 10 patients a week complaining about toothaches, which is, you know, the bane of the existence, as he calls it, And it's not just the doctors like him that like the training or tools to solve dental problems. Many people who are seeing their doctor, their regular GP, the only thing that that practitioner is going to be able to give that person is some sort of a pain medication. And oftentimes, this is where this troubling thing starts. We, you know, it goes back, Donna, to, you know, the whole thing with diabetes in the United States, the sugar overload, the upset, all the excess that we have in the United States. You know, people in our country believe you should be able to avoid discomfort at all costs. You know, so there's a very receptive population of people. And on the dental side of it, even in ER and veteran care, the same exact thing exists. The majority of people they see walking in off the street who have issues are often dental issues. For a clinic or an emergency room to be profitable at all, they have to quickly put that person through the system. And the docs are saying, hey, look, the only way I can make sure that, you know, we can't go through a whole clinical evaluation, there's no time to do that. If it's that kind of an issue, the best way to you know, get that person in and ship them out is to give them a script. You know, and this is the crux of the issue that's a problem. You're talking about the big gatekeeper. So a lot of folks who aren't aware that a good deal of folks suffering from, you know, the sugar problem, nutritional problems leading to dental problems, leading to real tooth issues, or somebody saying they have a tooth issue that may not, and how doctors with those kinds of things, medical doctors have those issues where they're not trained in dental care or being able to assist the patient who has a real issue, will absolutely and positively give a person a script. And it's a very easy entry, and we have a lot of people around the country who do have dental issues or maybe unresolved, and those folks are going and saying, hey, look, I don't have to even have an exam. I just complain about a toothache, and I can get the opiates.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very serious problem.
It really, really is a serious problem. And I, you know, they're digressing for a minute from the dental. I can remember an experience that I had, and I was in my 20s. I had a next-door neighbor. Her name was Bonnie. Bonnie was an absolutely delightful human being, and she was this effervescent, bubbly person, and I always sort of envied her. She was a lady that was in her 40s, and I thought, oh, gee whiz, one day I would just love to be like Bonnie, because she's just got this wonderful, sparkly personality. Well, as a neighbor, and as I lived next door to her longer, I noticed days when she was very disheveled, she couldn't seem to talk very well. Her makeup she had removed from her face, it seemed to drip down the front of her cheeks. And I would look at this and say, what in the world is going on? I was very naive in my early 20s. And I'd never been around people that had addictions. Well, I learned later that she had been getting Valium. And she had gone through depression, and she was able to get this Valium. It was like candy, and the reason that she was so peppy and effervescent is because the Valium was just literally giving her a high. And then when she ran out, she'd go into this real, real dark space. And when I reflected on that many years later, I thought, how many people go through this? How many women and men both, but I think especially women, will end up doing this. Anything to just keep on going, like the Energizer Bunny. It's like, oh, I'll take a little bit of this, I'll take a little bit of that. And I have been just amazed, not only by the article that you brought through, but, oh my goodness, we lost our guest. But let me continue because...
Have you ever had a friend tell you about a product they really believed in? Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Toprosin is a homeopathic cream that is just fabulous. I use it and my friends use it for relief of painful discomfort such as aching muscles and sore feet. Odorless, non-greasy, it is a product that belongs in everyone's medicine cabinet and first aid kit. Check out www.toprosin.com. That's T-O-P-R-I-C-I-N. And find out more information. You can order Toprosin online or call 800-959-1007. That's 800-959-1007. Be sure to give them the code DS30 and you'll receive a 30% discount. Toprosin, non-toxic, safe for children too. This is a product that really works. Try it. I think you'll like it.
Hi, Lou. I'm sorry we had a challenge there with the phone lines. I don't know, the gremlins that are at work, but I was talking about Bonnie and how she had this addiction, and I realized at that time, I found out later from a friend, that she was literally addicted to Valium. Now, when we were talking about painkillers and all of these different things, this has been an issue that you yourself have dealt with. In fact, that's what you really wanted to focus the development of your company on, was alleviating pain. The prescription level of challenge is really something. And I know because of Dr. Bruce Lovitz, you had information on Dr. Gale, the Ono Frio, and talking, you know, about the emergency medicine department at the Yale School of Medicine. And all of these things, we find if they go in for alcoholic treatment, then often they're given drugs. I have a friend who had a brother that was an addict for so many years. They put him through a substance abuse program, and he said they end up giving him other drugs to counteract the drugs, and it's a vicious circle, and his brother eventually committed suicide. We have so many, like you mentioned earlier, the elderly. And I'm one of these people. I am so disgusted the more that I find out about the lack of ethics and accountability. I mean, the information that's coming out now, Lou, is appalling.
You know, and what happens, Donna, very unfortunately, is this is all part and parcel to the fact that as long as this incredible profitability exists for these kinds of opiate medications, both from a point where you know folks back at using Darvon, Darvocet, Valium, those kinds of stuff, those kinds of drugs, moving it up to Lorazep, Percocet, Vicodin, OxyContin, you know, it's the strangest thing in the world when you see a society that is so prone to wanting to keep itself anything but even annoying pain, to calm it down, to get rid of it, to just go there and just, I don't need stuff and I don't want to deal with it. I'm not going to deal with any suffering. I'm just going to take a pill. You know, and 82% of the worldwide consumption of OxyContin, and if you mix in Oxy and sedatives or Oxy and antidepressants, 86% of the worldwide consumption of these products are done right here in the United States. And I think what happens, Donna, for the most part, is, you know, this is a strong case for the breakdown in how we look at patient care. You know, we're not treating addiction as a real disease or disorder. We're treating it as a something that will just keep feeding into it. And just a suggestion or just the idea somebody can go for a drug treatment and be addicted and wind up on other drugs. I mean, it's like the issue we talked about with infants, which is the most horrendous kind of thing for these blameless, innocent people. Being addicted to painkillers as they in the womb, and then the drug they use to wean those children off, which is, it sounds crazy, but they do, methadone. You know, so the changes in what has to happen from a pain management point of view. And I'll give you a typical scenario. This is a Toprosin scenario, and it's one of the reasons why we have such a fabulous relationship with doctors in some of the most serious pain treatment areas, neuropathic pain, especially diabetic neuropathy, chemo-induced neuropathy, post-surgical trauma. And here's how this worked. Before we did our work in post-surgical trauma, pre-surgical and post-surgical trauma, to really improve the characteristics of the operative site so that the doctor wouldn't have as much inflammation to deal with, the blood flow would be vibrant so that we have a real clear field to operate in. And the more that it's less traumatized to begin with, the better the outcome, the faster the recovery and the whole thing. Well, before Topperson, they would be giving normally, somewhere within that first 10 days after the patient had the operation, 10 days of Oxy or Vicodin or Percocet, Lorazep, and other drugs. What I thought was the most interesting is that once we started to use Topperson, which a lot of folks out there who use our products know, this is a healing technology. So in other words, we don't look for pain relief by symptom control. We can help the symptoms by helping the cause of the problem and getting the body to healing, which, of course, healing is the ultimate form of relieving pain. When we started to use Topperson, the thing we were looking to do was, could we manage that patient with less medication so that they were only taking maybe one day of an opiate, possibly two at the utmost? And the reason why that was important was because we found out in statistical survey that by the time the patient got to day number four and by day number five, the addictive rate, in other words, the rate by which that person would become addicted to these painkillers by day five dramatically rose and crashed through the roof. And I don't think it's still the end of where the heck that thing goes. When we use Topperson in before and after surgery, the patient never gets addicted, because the patient is never on those products for very long. And so the whole key thing is there's ways that we can manage not get helping scores of people. How many operations do we have in this country? How many people are going to be addicted right now that weren't addicted before because they're still going through that normal range of drugs? Ray Lucas, who was with football, Major League Football, including the Jets and a number of teams, he got addicted from a problem with pain in his back after his career that started with the typical maybe 90 pills for the month of Vicodin and Oxy, and wound up in a complete obliterated state of addiction and was taking upward of 800 pills a month until his life
800 pills
800.
A month?
Could you imagine?
Oh, my Lord. That is unbelievable.
Yeah, this is a smart guy, a great guy. This is a guy who's helped a lot of people out there in the world, children and elders, and did a lot of amazing things and found himself. He said there was sometimes I would go a week without even taking a shower. I was in bed 24 hours a day. I couldn't function. I couldn't think. You know, these chemicals rewire people. You know, rob you of your dignity, your personality, and your drive to do anything. So this is a serious problem that affects the whole society. This isn't just the problem of somebody in the street who's either, most people don't really choose to be addicted, even when people have that perception of drug use out in the street. Well, the shame of it is we have a drug addiction to pain pills that is so consuming this society that it's bigger by consumption than all illegal drugs combined in the workplace, for our teenagers, and it is a miserable, miserable mess that requires very, very strong leadership from doctors, pharmacists, the patients themselves, bringing these kinds of real formats. So, because as you know, our thing is not about selling products. It's about sustainable healthcare and modeling our mm-hmm. society for the future. And we can't have the future, and our children will never have a future if all of us are on dialysis. You don't have to worry about an army coming here, Al-Qaeda or Taliban or who the heck ever, kind of marching into our country, because the vast majority of people will be on dialysis by that time, and they'll just walk in and just go and take over your house, your car, and whatever else. I mean, you don't need to have anybody trying to fight, because nobody will be able to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And that's maybe, as a Marine Corps combat veteran, two rotations Vietnam, I'm very upset with the way that treatment protocol has gone. Our veteran care treatment protocol, very dedicated people in Veterans Administration, very dedicated medical professionals, but they don't have the tools and or the training to really deal with this today, with today's very serious pandemic, as you suggest, of addiction. And this
yes.
is where we're all coming from.
Well, and I think the word pandemic is important, because We have a crossover of so many different things that have evolved during the past 30, 40, 50 years. Mm-hmm. And the over-the-counter medications, we have such an issue in the state of Washington. It's not just in the state of Washington, it's throughout the country. But what I am pleased with is that people like yourself are speaking out on this. And I have had more than one physician on my show that said, we must have what they call rational medicine. We must mm-hmm. be able to work from an entirely different perspective than what has been adopted. And physicians don't understand the chemistry. Pharmacists mm-hmm. are educated far more intensely than doctors, but the regrettable side is that they are dishing out medications without really understanding the cross-connection and the effect, and every single person is different. And these addictions evolve, and they just keep compounding. And I just came across some information, especially relating to seniors, that just blew my mind. They said in 1992, the average senior received 19.6 prescriptions. Now, that is just like the sports figure you were talking about, 800 mm-hmm. pills a month, or the equivalent thereof. I mean, this is just mind-boggling. Who can even swallow that many? And in 2005, according to records, that number's doubled. And to 34.4, and the statement was the average person over the age of 55 is on 8 or more prescription drugs at any one time. And I just had a conversation with a friend who is trying to assist someone that's very, very close to them, like a member of their family. And this is a woman that's been on the same medication for 22 years. And all of a sudden now, they're not going to give it to her. And she is just going out of her mind almost. Because that chemical dependency, like you said, the brain is rewired. And mm-hmm. so to be able to bring that into a different harmony, a natural harmony, something that's going to help a person, my goodness, I'm going to be meeting with these individuals tomorrow, and I just thought to myself, wow, I wish I could chat with somebody like you or other people because they need to know there are options. And what happens is when people are withdrawing, Lou, they get scared. All of a sudden, they're feeling things in their body, and there's nobody to talk to. And usually, they're given, just like this person I mentioned before, whose brother was an addict, they're given some other kind of medication, and it's just a vicious circle, Lou. It's absolutely disgusting, and it's also very frightening for these people that are going through this.
Exactly. You know, and then in the medical community we talk to especially, they're being very proactive, but it's, you know, we need that across the board. If they don't treat it like some bane on society that somebody's addicted, treat it as a disorder and a disease and give these folks the rightful patient care they deserve. And the intervention part of it from a point of a number of very sound things that we've done in helping with those very things, it is frightening for folks who are in withdrawal. They were desperate for getting relief. They can't even think straight on the drugs that they have. And imagine, you know, how we could have any senior who is on 19 different medications over a specific age. You know, this idea, you know, let's make sure our seniors can afford their scripts is an absolute disgrace. How in the heck do we get our seniors on that many medicines? They don't have that many disorders, and you can't poison people to better health. And, you know, you look at every cell in the body, it's made of what we drink and what we eat. There's no sign that any cell was made, manufactured, or replicated.
Hello? Hi, this is Donna. We're having some technical problems for some reason, and boy, you know, this is information that's very important. One of the things that Lou was talking about are the cells in the body and how we're able to heal ourselves, and as soon as we're able to get him back on the phone line, we will. But we have an innate capacity to heal ourselves. And we need to be proactive in working towards what it is that we can do for ourselves to make sure that we are going to be able to stay strong and really be able to, if we need to have any kind of medication, use it in a minimal form. Use it in a minimal form. And do you know that the statistic, while we're waiting for Lou to get back on the line, in the last 20 years, over 2 million people in the United States have died from adverse drug reactions. And there's so many things that people just don't understand. And that is where we have to be open and able to talk about these things so that we can really pull stuff together the way we need to. And with Lou and his company, and he's one of, I think, more people and companies that are going to be proactive in looking at alternative methods. Lou's product, Topperson, is a homeopathic kind of a cream that you use. And I can tell you, I have just been so pleased when I've used it, when my husband's used it. We've recommended it to a number of friends. One of our friends went into his doctor. He said, "What do you know about this?" The guy said, "I don't know." And he said, "Well, it's working. I use it. I don't understand it." This man is a scientist. And he questioned the doctor. The doctor said, "Who cares? If it's working and it's non-prescription, go ahead and use it. If it's working on you, that's what's important." And I think that that's what we need to investigate. What can we use? What can we do? How can we manage things? Lou, do we have you back?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fabulously. I don't know. We just have these gremlins that are working overtime, Lou.
But you know what? This the cool thing about live radio is the people who know and can get it. We can. If Donna, if you and I had to do a program with two cans and a long string, we could do it.
Absolutely, absolutely, because we're so passionate about what we do. And I was talking. I really appreciated, Lou, what you were saying about live cells and the intelligence of the live cells and how. The body has this wonderful capacity for healing. And I know with Topperson, and I was sharing that with my audience while we were trying to get you back, I was sharing with my audience how you had researched a homeopathic formula, which really works. I was talking about a friend of ours who's a scientist, went into his doctor. It was helping him with his back discomfort. He said, "Do you know anything about it?" The doctor said, "No." And he said, "Well, why is it working?" The doctor said, "I don't know, but if it's working, go ahead and use it." You know, it's one of those things. We're all such individuals, physiologically, chemically, and that's one of the things that Topperson does. Now, tell me how homeopathy, how and why that is so effective. You did a lot of study with this, and there's so many people that in the medical profession just poo-poo it. They say, "Oh, this is... you know, this is just a waste of time, my goodness, it's ridiculous, it's expensive, blah, blah, blah," and it works. Why?
Well, you know, one of the things, I guess, that's the big confusion between what we do at Topperson and the classical version of homeopathic medicine, which is primarily tinctures and tablets, the little pellets sometimes, which are made by some manufacturers who do a fabulous job. The medicines started to, you know, over 200 years ago with Dr. Samuel Hahnemann, and he was a physician in Germany, and he was tired of the lack of tools. He said, "You know, if I get my people out into the air and I get them natural sunshine, and I do things that'll help them from a point of what nature has given us to heal the body in all the ailments, and look at the symptoms as something to guide us as to what is actually occurring and what we need to bring." As ancient wisdom, really, as our ancient forefathers didn't have a pharmacy, they didn't have doctors per se. They had to go out there and really find out and experiment as to what natural compounds would work in different maladies, and came up with a whole slew of things. Well, homeopathy developed right around the time they were trying to find something that would deal with malaria, you know, and they found, interestingly, at the chicona tree, which is the tree that quinine comes from, that if you took a full tea of the shikona, it would give you exactly the same symptoms as if you had malaria. And so Dr. Hanneman's, you know, his intuition kicked in major and said, well, wait a minute, maybe there's something to a medicinal side of this at a different level that will help somebody who actually has malaria. And lo and behold, in a simplified, snapshot, he experimented first on himself with the symptoms until he could get them, and then he, instead of chemically diluting these preparations, they did something called serial dilution, which is you dilute one part of the active component, full active component, not an isolate, to either 9 parts of water or 100 parts of water, depending on what kind of dilution you would want in terms of the medicine. In our case, we have what is called ex-dilutions, which are very similar to the actual body's chemistries, believe it or not, and I can explain that. And homeopathy found its place that the things that caused the symptoms of these issues in its raw form made into these different sets of serial dilutions into a medicinal property actually helped the body when it was going through suffering from that particular malady. So it's very counterintuitive. I mean, you know, it kind of makes people crazy, the whole idea of trying to tell a conventional person in the United States of America, when we believe a little is good and a whole lot must be better, is to tell just imagine the proposition that less is more. Well, that's going to get you someplace really, really fast. And so the confusion in the systemically taken, orally taken stuff has always been where the controversy is. And because we don't have patience patience meaning, you know, an ability to just stick with something and hang in there for it and take a look at it and let nature take the course. Let nature. The body is an absolute miracle. There is no such thing as anything that's going to cure you out of a tube, a bottle, or a jar. Antibiotics might have if we ever use them properly way back in the day, but that's out of the door, too. The body's the miracle. All we can do is look at what we can do to help the body to be the miracle it truly is. And in Topperson, I have a different approach. I use those same homeopathic medicines, but we synergize them. We have a proprietary technology that actually synergizes them and does more in our process to proactivate, to make sure that with the activation of the medicines and the synergy between medicines, as it's found in nature, these synergy organisms, where you get two lesser, you know, two smaller amounts of a species of herb that is a sister that's like it, but it's different from a compound point of view. You wind up with a much bigger benefit with little or no side effects. And so, the reason Topperson works. I've been studying how the physiology and the body's ability to heal itself for 45 years. I know that on the phone I sound a lot younger, but I was born in 1902. And, you know, I know I look younger when you see me, Donna, because I use Topperson, of course. But what happens with what I discovered and looked at is, what the heck is pain? It sounds like a ridiculous question to most people. Say, well, pain is something I don't like, I don't want, and I want to get rid of it at all costs. And that's why the problem in the United States. Well, pain is the body's ability or the body's signal to tell us something is wrong, something needs to be repaired or fixed, and usually minor things, but enough pain that's going on. And what it's really telling us, there isn't enough oxygen levels through the blood supply to keep the cells healthy so the body can bring in the chemistries necessary to balance all the magnificent things it does to heal and keep cells healthy and keep them repaired and maintained. And so when I looked at that, I realized that if we could find a way to stimulate two things, the body has just enough excess toxins and fluid. It doesn't have to be a big, blown-out, full swelling on your knee, your ankle, your hand to feel the pain. It's like you have a garden hose. You open it up and you let the water flow out the other end, and you know everybody knows what that looks like. And then you put your foot on it and you start to constrict that garden hose. Well, a lot less water will run out of the end. Well, the only thing that is the most vibrant workhorses for nerve tissue, where we feel things and the transmission of signals go, is the microcapillary, the smallest blood supply in the body. Some of the microcapillaries are so small that only one cell of blood will go through them with one oxygen molecule on it. Now, if that oxygen doesn't arrive to the cells because the excess fluid or toxin, and it doesn't have to be a lot, is causing like that foot on the hose, well, it's causing the suppression and constriction of those little capillaries, not allowing it to produce, to get oxygen to the tissue, then the pain will be ratcheted up as much as the body needs in order for it to get help with that fluid that's not going anywhere, because the lymphatic system doesn't pump like the cardiovascular system does, and then we wind up with exacerbated pain. So I figured a way to use these medicines, which are natural compounds, cellular to almost identical to the size of the body's natural metabolites and hormone compounds, that the first thing our product does is detoxify the tissue, helps to stimulate lymphatic drainage of the excess toxins and fluids. The little capillaries come back to life almost instantaneously, delivering immediately oxygen-rich blood back to the cells, and the cells begin to heal. Healing is the ultimate form of pain relief. We have total consensus agreement on that. And when we're at that point where the balance is struck, the body is healing the damage that's actually causing the problem. So this is a basic approach, even though it's a complex theorem that I had to use to get to this, that utilizes a natural compound that helps the body go where it wants to go. It doesn't force the body to do anything. It helps the body to relieve the pressure, to stimulate lymphatic drainage, and to get the blood flow back to normal. So anytime we're not doing both those things, whatever other compounds we take that don't do those two things, we will continue to be in pain. When we put hot, smelly, greasy ointments on that deaden the pain sensation but don't do anything for the underlying cause, the healing is lesser. When we put oral pain medicine in our body, not only does it shut down the healing process completely, but what happens then is the body has to use all of its energy to rid itself of the toxins we just put there. So now we have toxins already in the joint tissue. Now we're adding more toxin. So it's like if people would ever just understand that as we explain it and show it. And when we'd say that to folks, it's just like, oh, my God, that makes sense, because that's how the body works. And so the issue from that point of view is the body's smarter than we are. We can help it be the miracle it can indeed be and should be if we only give it the small amount of things and attention it really needs. When we do other things to expedite pain relief at all costs, we have just set ourselves up for much larger medical situations and a shorter, more miserable situation physically and or emotionally in life by going down that slippery slope that quickly gets us into big trouble, especially if you go from over-the-counter painkillers to opiates.
Well, Lou, we've covered a lot, even with the interruptions that we had. We've covered a lot of information, and I know that there's going to be more we're going to be able to share. And I'll tell you, I'm just so pleased to be able to have the time with you, because I think that when we can be educated, and most of us are not going to be going to a university to get medical training, and we all know it takes years for someone who's a good physician to be able to really get a lot of knowledge, and then, of course, years of experience, hands-on experiences in different environments. A good physician really wants always the wellness for the patient. There is always going to be, on some level, illness. I don't think there's ever been a time in history where it has not existed. But we are in a fascinating period where we are no longer being encouraged to look at doctors as gods, looking at them as human beings, and saying, we have to be proactive. And that's one of the things that I have always enjoyed about having conversations with you, is one, being able to share education, and two, encouraging people to be proactive. Read, open your mind, question, ask doctors questions. They are human beings, and regrettably, this situation has taken a lot of years to get the way it is. So medicine has its place. Medicine have its place. And it's just incredible. But we need to really question so that we don't end up becoming a victim of poisoning ourselves where we won't ever get well. We need to really ask important questions, and we have to be open and aware. Lou, I know we're out of time, and I want my listeners to check out topicalbiomedics.com, because you have a fabulous newsletter that goes out. You have all kinds of educational information there. Topicalbiomedics.com. And if nothing else, just type in Topricin, T-O-P-R-I-C-I-N. And all of this information about the company, about the research they've done, how they're trying to educate people, working with veterans, all of this is going to be available to those of you listening. Lou, I know you're off and running to meetings, and you've got so much on your plate. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with me today. It's been a delight.
It's an honor and a privilege to serve this audience and to be a compliment to your fabulous work, Donna. So thank you so much. You have a fabulous balance of your day, my dear, and I'm sure we'll talk soon.
Yes, we will. Lou Paradise has been my guest. Check it out. TopicalBiomedics.com or Topricin.com. Take a step towards being proactive in your own wellness. Remember, prevention is worth 10 years, if you will, of cure. I know I changed it, but be aware, you want to be well. You want to be healthy. Donna Sebo here. We're taking a break. We'll be back in just a moment.
Do you have children between the ages of 3 to 10? Do you love children's books and collect them? Then you'll want to know about God's Kiss, the award-winning illustrated children's book that has been enjoyed by families around the world. 15 beautiful illustrations by Pacific Northwest artist Ed Gedrose accompany this lovely story about a little boy named Johnny that will capture your heart and mind in a very special way. Multicultural and non-denominational in content, it will become a family favorite that you and your children will want to read again and again. This book is available by itself through Amazon, or if you contact me, Donna Sebo, directly, you can get a personalized signed copy. There is also a talking book. You can order the talking book CD by contacting me via email, donna@delphiinternational.com, or by calling 253-582-5604. You can also visit my website, delphiinternational.com. to see more details. God's Kiss is a family classic that belongs in everyone's library. Get your copy now.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about the side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep at night because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topricin, pain relief and healing cream. Topricin relieves pain without the side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topricin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Topricin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want the pain relief without the side effects, ask for Topricin. Topricin is available at Duane Reade, Quick Check Pharmacies, and Wegmans. Ask for Topricin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store near you. That's 1-800-959-1007, Topricin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Welcome back. I know we've got a caller on the line waiting, and what I want to do is give out our toll-free number, 888-627-6008, and we are going to be taking more calls. If you'd like to give me a buzz, feel free to do that. And before I go to our caller who's been so patiently waiting, I do want to mention for those of you in Western Washington, I have two events coming up. This Saturday, I'm going to be doing a two-hour appearance at the East-West Bookstore in Seattle. And this is going to be about the ability to do psychic work. And so there's going to be a lot of interaction with the audience. And then I'm doing a full-day seminar on November the 3rd, Saturday, November the 3rd. This is in University Place, Washington. And it is Absolutely going to be fabulous. The first part of the seminar, it's from 10 until 4 on November 3rd. The first part of the seminar, Robert Newman is going to be putting it on. He's going to be giving us the secrets to longevity, according to Chinese medicine. I know you'll find that interesting. And then in the second half, we are going to be working and helping you to develop your own intuitive abilities. And I love the interaction that we do in these classes. And so I would invite you to join me. The fee for the seminar, the full-day seminar, including lunch. Yes, we serve you lunch. Beautiful environment. You'll just absolutely enjoy all the people that are coming. It is going to be $59.95. If you come to the desk at the front door, if you don't pre-register, then you are going to be paying $75 a person. So this is a real good way to get ready for 2013, focusing on your wellness, focusing on developing yourself as an individual, those skills that you know that are innate within you. So give me a call at my office, 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604. Let's go to our very patient caller. I want to thank you so much for waiting. First name or initial, and where are you calling in from?
First name, Alice Anchorage.
Okay, Alice, when I'm watching you in my mind, I feel as if you are, well, let me rephrase it. You have been chipping away at a blockage that has been in your life. You've been chipping away, chip, 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 chip. And I think you've been doing this for about 2 years. And now it's as if you're going to make a breakthrough. Kaboom. So what has appeared to be a very, very opposing patterning to you, your due diligence is going to enable you to make the breakthrough. This is a breakthrough that is mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual. It's on all levels. And I'm seeing you just standing and go, woohoo, I did it. And I think it's marvelous. I really do. Your persistence and your consistency will bring the results. Now, the time frame on the actual breakthrough, I believe, is towards the end of January. And I want you to just keep on keeping on because you're doing a good job. Even though you're not seeing a lot of results, you are doing a very good job. So hold true, stay consistent, you're going to come out on top. Now, I do see some dental work that is necessary for you. I am observing something that has been developing over a period, I want to go about 4 years. Now, there's not been any discomfort with this. It's something that has been in place for a while. And as I'm watching you, and I'm seeing you going through the sensitivity in the mouth, I want to say there's actually going to be a very easy resolution to this. It's not going to cost a lot of money, and it is really going to work. So you just need to be sure that you get your checkups at least once a year, because there is something that's changing in the mouth that's going to require some dental work. What's on your mind, Alice? What would you like to ask me today?
I was just thinking about that. I have a dental appointment next week, and I go every 6 months, and I'm such a chicken, but I go in there and nothing's wrong with my teeth. hopefully nothing, but we'll see. Do you see me retiring soon?
Well, the kind of work that you're doing
is fluctuating.
I would say I'm looking at about two and a half, maybe 3 years before you're going to decide to step away from the job that you're in. And I think what you're going to be doing is you're going to be in these next 2.5 to 3 years. You're going to be putting together a plan where you can still work, but do something that really is of importance to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll still be able to generate income. I'll have to tell you, Alice, I'm never really seeing you totally not working. I think you'd be bored out of your mind.
I cannot stay still.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that you're going to determine another venue that you want to be involved with. So you'll have a chance to make a decision about whether or not you want to go to school and whether or not you want to continue. with what you're doing. So
okay.
I really think that you've got a lot going for you. So the work is important, but I look at the fact that you're going to want to explore some other options. And I think that's a great way to do it. I think in today's world, people in let's say, their 50s or 60s, my goodness, it's more like your 30s and 40s. If you take care of yourself, your mind is active. If you want to disengage from one particular aspect of work, that's fine. But why should you close down on your talents and your abilities? Keep on moving. And that's what I think you're going to do. I think you're going to make a breakthrough.
Okay.
And I want to thank you for your call.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're more than welcome, Alice. Anchorage, I just got back from there on Monday, and it was so beautiful while I was up there. Just absolutely gorgeous.
Cool but beautiful right now.
Absolutely. Blue skies, a little bit of snow on the mountains, just great. And, oh, it's just so invigorating to be out in that weather. You have a magnificent day.
Thank you. You too. Appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. This is Donna Siebel here. Give me a buzz if you would like to chat. The number to call into is 627-6008. And I wanted to share a thought with you that I really liked. And it sort of fits with our theme about empowering yourself. And it is, spend part of every day actively encouraging the behavior that you want to reinforce. I believe the definition of CEO needs to be expanded to stand for Chief Encouragement Officer. Encouragement and enthusiasm start at the top, whether you run the local PTA or a Fortune 500 company. Now think about those words. CEO, Chief Encouragement Officer. Now, this was written by Joel Manby. He's the president and CEO of Hershen's Family Entertainment. They own the largest family theme park corporation in the United States. Now, when you have that kind of an attitude, you're going to find that, one, you enjoy being around people. Two, you're not going to put yourself in environments that you do not want to be a part of. You're going to want to be supportive and involved with those individuals that are going to enable you to be better. This is something that I'll share a cute story with you. There was a woman that I knew many years ago. Her name was Marilyn. And Marilyn was a very wealthy gal. And she wanted to make sure that she married a very wealthy man. And I'll never forget, because I sat and listened to her. She was quite a bit older than I was. And she was saying, "You know, honey, if you want to get a guy that's worth anything, you got to go into the environments that they like." And she had done some homework. She'd actually done research on wealthy men and where they were found. And she said, "I could never stand the game of golf, but there's a lot of them out on the golf course." And I just started laughing. But she made a point that was valid. If you want to be someone, and it's whether you have a relationship with people or whether you're wanting to be in a certain job environment, you need to go into those environments, I'm using the word again, that are going to be supportive of what you want to be a part of. If you want to be an artist, put yourself into those artistic environments. If you're wanting, like Marilyn did so many years ago, wanted to find a rich husband, I never did find out if she found one. She made a point of putting herself into those environments where wealthy men were going to be. She said, "I can't see myself with someone that doesn't understand money, that doesn't understand what my values are." So she's going into those environments, whether it was at the golf course or whether it was a club or what have you, putting herself in those environments that were going to support what she was really interested in. And I think that we need to remember that. Again, whether you're looking for a rich husband, whether you're trying to better your life, whatever it is, your associations do make a difference. And you're the one that has to make the choice about what you want to do. So if you want to learn about better health, what do? You put yourself in environments that are going to educate you. You put yourself in with people that are always expanding their knowledge, and they're happy to share it with you. That's what this show is all about, bringing to you people from diverse backgrounds, diverse environments, that are going to give you an opportunity to think to challenge. And if you're like me, so much of your life you were told, you just totally take what anybody, the leaders say, and that's just the way it is. Well, if you're dumbed down and you buy into that and you're indoctrinated with that, as I was, it takes a lot of years to be able to break through that. How do you break through it? Well, let's hope that you actually come in contact with some people that say, hey, wake up, start reading, check out this, check out that, check out the other. You have to open your mind and attitudes to understanding why things evolve. If you don't ask, if you don't question, you're really not going to get answers. And people like Tesla, if ever you have a chance to read about someone that just seemed to have a link, he was a genius, but he said he thought differently than most people. In the scientific community, he didn't have a lot of respect for a lot of the scientists because he said they would buy into their little theories and they never left their little theory camp to really examine, to question. How many times have we found people like that in our lives? They just say, this is the way it's been done for the past 2,000 years, and I'm not about to change it, even though it's no longer appropriate. So we have to take on that positioning of personal responsibility. We have to be willing to explore, and that is what I think. If you're a chief encouragement officer, a CEO of your own environment, you're going to say, what questions can we ask? I want to know, who can I talk to? Where do I go? How do I find things out? Sometimes, just like me sharing with you my story of a conversation with Native Eskimos that live up at Point Hope in Alaska, if I hadn't started up a conversation in the shuttle going to the airport, I would never have learned what I did about whales. I shared that with you on Tuesday. So I want you to know there is so much out there. You're never going to know it all, but wow, what a ride you can have in this experience of life when you say, I want to learn. I want to learn, and I want to question. And this is something, whether it's your health, whether it is a different culture, whether it is mathematics, whether it is levels of science, always get excited about the potential of growing and expanding into the greatness that you have within yourself. Well, I know we're just about out of time here. I'm so delighted you were able to share time with me today, even with all of the challenges we ended up having. But remember, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Nobody else owns you. You are in charge of who you are. But you have to remember, you have to be awake so that you never, ever give that power of self over to anyone else. It doesn't belong to them. Cherish your individuality, cherish the blessings you have in life, cherish this wonderful experience that we call life, because you're here, because you are supposed to bring and be a miracle of the best you really are. This is Donna Sebo. Tomorrow, well, we have got a wonderful guest. We're going to be talking about the miracle path. Tune in. Join me. I think you'll find Mark Allen a fascinating man. Donna Sebo here. God bless. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.